try to finish this maimer that we've been learning for the end of Shavuot. Maimer from the Eichach Melanav Shecha, from Rabbi Shemai Morgenstern. We're talking about our war with Esav and Yishmael at the end of time. That's what we've been talking about this past year or two. And how in our own personal lives, Tehillim is the most powerful weapon that we have. It's not to the exclusion of weapons that have to be used, but Poel, to protect our people. But our neshek, our ammunition, is Tehillim. That's how we went down into Golus, as we learned from Rabbi Nachman. Thank you. Tehillim tshuva, l'shmeis b'nei Yisrael, haboy mitzrayim, Tehillim tshuva. Tehillim tshuva. That's how we contend with Golus. And this is after that we spent some time learning Lekutei Halachos and the Avoda of Batzaria Chavtali, away in davening at the end of time, to break the Kilayim, the terrible combination of the Kelev, of Esav and Yishmael, where Yaakovino's Avoda was to separate Ben Eder. As you remember, that it's the nature of a human being to imagine that his life is one ongoing tzarech, chas v'shalom. And when things are not going well, then all of the tzarechs have a way of gathering together in a person's mind and heart, and seem like such a formidable opponent that it's impossible, just impossible to overcome. And this is particularly the end of time. As we learned in Lekutei Halachos, we spent a great deal of time on that. I wanted to learn this b'pashtus in a very, very simple way, to be mechazik the avoid of Tehillim. We can't be any more like our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers and grandfathers. We can aspire on some level to find within ourselves that b'pashtus, to come back to Tehillim. And that's what we're learning about. So we're up to Eis Zayin. If you don't have the page, then I know it's hard to listen. But if you could look inside, let's just review from the beginning of Zayin again. Let's try to finish. We were a few lines into Eis Zayin, and the page that's Kuf Tzadik Dalet has the ink. Page 3. Eis Zayin. Huh? Say that. Eis Zayin. It's after Vav and before Ches. It's been like that for a long time. V'hine Tehillim hem b'chinas shleimus ha'tefila. It's the shleimus of tefila. Tehillim is shleimus ha'tefila. It's the perfection of davening. Sheyesh b'hem gam inyin ha'shebech v'hidoy la'Hashem Yisbarach. As we learned, every single Perek, and almost Pasuk, has in it, on the one hand, Shevach v'hidol Hashem Yisbarach, David HaMelech singing, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chin yesh behem kol ha'goshas ha'chesveinus sheshayach liyos leila adam. And almost a word later, Pasuk later, the tzibrochenkeit, the feeling of emptiness, the tzimon, the thirst, the longing of David HaMelech, the loneliness, the difficulties, the struggles of David HaMelech. That's the shleimus of tefillah. A person whose davening is just about chesreinus, what's missing in my life. Even though Rabbi Tzadik says that that's the yesod of tefillah, but he was talking about what really motivates one to daven. The beginning of davening is the feeling of ani, tefillah la'ani, of my poverty. But the shleimus of tefillah, of course, is not chesreinus. The shleimus of tefillah is Shavach Vahidaya. The singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking Hashem's Baruch. When it comes to chesoinus, when it comes to things that we're missing in life and difficulties, there people are marach there. They say a lot, and they say a lot of tehillim, and they're marach and they're davening. But the shleimus, and what's remarkable about tehillim, remember we were learning about how tehillim is a din of Torah and tefillah. That's what David Melch wanted. David Melch asked, I'll just remind you that David Melch asked that when a Jew says Tehillim, it should be considered Ke'ilu. He was learning the most difficult Mesechtes, Nagoyim, and Oilus. Not just the difficult Mesechtes, but the Mesechtes that deal with the lowest things, the lowest Tumah. Because David Melch provided for us a key, a way out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, even though it should be mentioned, because you might hear this question one day, that Nefesh HaChaim says in Shara Dalet, it's pretty shocking. The Nefesh HaChaim says in Shara Dalet, we don't know that he was answered. It doesn't say that he was answered. So the Yesod HaAvodah and other tzaddikim had a very, very big problem with that. That to say that David Melech's tefillah wasn't answered, and it's not mashma like that, the chalal in the lashon of Chazal, and that David Melech wasn't answered. The pashas says that he was answered, and he was answered, and we're still being answered in David Melech's tefillah. So Tehillim has a din of Torah and tefillah, and in addition to that, it has these two qualities. It has these two qualities of chesroinus, the chesaron, feeling the chesaron, and the tzebrochenkeit, the bitterness that comes with that, and the simcha, shavach and haidoyah to Hashem. Ach shleimus atilim shiuchal gamkin lahaydas ahal loisis baruch vuhu koshem ha'oid la'odam l'chein im ein yehudi yochal loim atilim mitoich chiyus v'simcha shal shavach v'haidoyah yomach m'shech chosim anu shleimus ha'or shal atilim. If one's saying if Tehillim is just an exercise in misery and crying and so on, it means, say that's a choshev thing that he's saying Tehillim, but it means that he hasn't come to the shleimus of Tehillim. That's not what David Melech's tachlis was. The shleimus of Tehillim he ach v'rak ayidei shekoylel ha'goshes ha'chisaron yachad im ha'shevach v'ayidoy la'shem esborach. The shleimus of Tehillim is when these two come together. Elokim, Hashem HaHaladover, Elokim HaHaladover, when those two midas come together. The Shem HaVayah Baruch Hu and the Shem Elokim. So the Ayidei B'suas Toivis, this is where we're up to. Reb Nachman says in Sichas Aran, the Ayidei B'suas Toivis, Yechelim Loima Tehillim. When a person hears good news, he's able to say Tehillim. Now a lot of people, what brings them to saying Tehillim is when they hear bad news. The big Tehillim gatherings and rallies are, from what I can recall, are after hearing bad news. I haven't seen anything in public, anything calling Am Yisrael together when we hear Besuas Toivas to say Tehillim. Reb Nachman says in Sichas Ran that Ayidei Besuas Toivas Yichayim Loima Tehillim. With good news, hearing good news, a person can truly say Tehillim. Anybody can say Tehillim. But to say Tehillim b'shleimus is when a person is able to hear good news. Hearing good news doesn't mean that you have to turn on the radio and to hear good news. Good news means that a person hears that. He's able to hear in his life good news. He's able to hear Kaidim call that there's something new in his life. And he's able to hear that it's good. He's able to hear good news, b'suras tayves. When a person, that's what we were learning in Likutei Halachos, when a person is able to look at his life and to hear good news, b'suras tayves. That brings to the shleimus of Tehillim. Da yidei chelak ahaydoa shebetehillim. Remember, we learned this in Likutei Halachos, that it's only when a person feels that thankfulness, that gratitude. It's only when a person hears good news in his life. Again, I don't mean hear something good now, But he's able to look back at his life and he's able to hear good news. He's able to hear good news in his life. That chelik of haidor shebetelim hu agoshes yichuda v'kevosi yisbarach. When the person hears good news in his life and he's filled with that rotzen, with that desire to express his hakar satayv ta'akadosh baruch hu, his love to Hashem and for Hashem. When he's filled with that, so then that brings shagarsis yichuda v'kervosi yisbarach v'she'ein shum chisaron ba'olam klal. When a person feels that ba'oimik, in the deepest way, the truth is she'ein shum chisaron ba'olam klal, that there's no chisaron in the world. Now obviously that's a madrega that a person has to work hard to reach, to come to a place of that yichud, where ein od mulvada, in the person is able to believe be'amuna shleima that everything is good, and therefore ad liyoda ben arham lebarach Mordechai, even if someone comes along and tells you arham, and you're able to see in that also a Baruch Mordechai, you're able to hear good news even in the arham, which is the yichud that David HaMelech was revealing in the Shleimus of Tehillim. She'ein shum chisaron ba'olam klal. Nishleimus ha'tefila. That's the perfection of tefila. Bishleimus ha'avodas ha'yehudi, which is the Shleimus of the avoda of a Jew. Debli ha'besuras toivas, because without besuras toivas, shal yodam moidu m'shaberach la'Hashem esbarach. Remember what we learned in Likutei Halachos, that if a person is not able to separate Esav and Yishmael, if he's not able to make an Eder ben Eder of an Eder, and he sees his life as being completely, completely dark, Chalila, he's not able to find that Batsar, that Nakuda of Toiv, the Batsar here, Chavdali, he's not able to see that little piece of the new moon, that little sliver of the moon of light, so then he has no cheshik to daven. He has no cheshik to daven. And meaning even to daven about the chesroinus of life, he loses his feeling of a relationship, of a connection. Because how long can you go on having a relationship if chalila you feel that the other one doesn't care about you, the other one is not thinking about you? You lose your cheshik. You stop talking, you stop davening. But when a person is able to separate Esav and Yishmael, and he's able to see Batsar, even in the Tsar here, Chavdali, that Nekudav Harchav in the Tsar, he's able to see that. So then he feels that the Rebbein Shalom hasn't abandoned me, has Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't left me. And from there, he's able to build a Cheshek to Davin, to thank Hashem for all the Tov in his life, to see the good in his life, to see the Besuras Tovas of his life, and Mimela to beg Hashem for a Yeshua and those in Yonim of life that need a Yeshua. But without Besuras Tovas, Shayodam Moidim Sheberach LaShem Esbarach, Ein Shleimus Lavadasa. The one's Avoda cannot be in a state of Shleimus. Ein Shleimus Lavadasa. Shirak bebechinas hashlamas hachisaron ve'yishtoikikus v'hargoshas harichuk mito yisbarach. Because if all a person's avoida is, if the entire avoida is just about the feeling of what I don't have, not what I have, but what I don't have, and hargoshas harichuk, there are many, many psukim, of course, in Tehillim where David HaMelech is crying about feeling far away from Hashem. Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtoni, Rachuk Mishuasi, Devesh Agosi. There's one pasuk after another. Many psukim of David HaMelech is talking about the feeling of distance. But the only reason that distance is part of the Shleimus of Tehillim is because he feels that he's in a relationship. When you're in a relationship and the other one has pulled away a little bit, or there's a hest upon him in that relationship, then the gagum, the longing, is that we should be together again. But if the two are no longer in a relationship, or if a person feels that he's in a relationship and he's being abused in this relationship, chas v'shalom, he's being abused and taken advantage of, so then the feeling of distance just becomes more and more and more. Shemhorlech ba bilvad. Therefore, if a person only goes in this way of davening, just to daven for the chesroinus to be taken care of, the tsaros and so on, if a person's entire davening is in that way, yuchal lipol lebchinas atzus amar shchayra, then he's very likely to fall chalila into depression, atzus amar shchayra, into deep depression, to despair. Bebchinas kol hayom daven. Person is sad the whole day long. Remember that Amalek is Sefer Tevis, Rak Rak Kol Hayom. That it's not the relationship. There are people who went through terrible tzaros. And I had once a conversation with a survivor who told me that it's not that he doesn't believe in God's existence. He's not capable of losing that. And he said, it's not that he doesn't believe in God's existence, it's just there was a feeling of friendship, there was a feeling of closeness, and something was broken during the war that he doesn't feel anymore. And that torments him. That torments him. If you read the writings of Elie Wiesel, Zal Gesund Sein, and I'm not recommending that you read anything except Bava Metzia and Bava Kama, with some Tanya and Likutei Moran also, but if you read Elie Wiesel, and you make your way through the early writings of Elie Wiesel, and you don't stop there and you continue on, then you realize that all of his crying and screaming and all of his shaking his fists and sounding a little bit like he was no longer part chalila of, he was no longer part of the heichal of maminim, God forbid. You see, it was the pain that he felt, like many of the survivors, and it took a long time to recuperate. I mean, never recuperate, but it took a long time to be able to be in a relationship. It's not that he didn't believe in God. You know, many of the Jews that came back after the Holocaust, I know this firsthand from talking to my parents. I'm not talking about things that I read in a book, but talking to my parents. When they came back from the Holocaust, there was a time that they were not Shomer Mitzvahs. There was a time that they were Mechal Shabbos. I saw with my own eyes very, very Heimish Yidden that they would be on the phone on Shabbos with each other. People were talking on the phone on Shabbos. They were not keeping. My father said when I was young, we were walking in Williamsburg, and there we were walking together. So my father was pointing to this gray beard, and that gray beard, people that he knew that he from the Haim. He says that we came back after Muhammad together. He says that there was a time that the faces didn't have beards on them. There was an interruption to their relationship with Hashem, not to their belief in Hashem, but the feeling of a relationship. And when that's missing, then you can cry about what's not there, but do you really want to be back with somebody if you feel that he's hurting you? But if a person's not able to hear Beserus Toivus in his life, it's very, very hard to have a relationship. There are people who are not well, Lo Aleinu, and they allow themselves to be abused. They're not well because they've been hurt so badly, and they continue on in relationships that are abusive. So if a person goes only in that way of chesroinus, of what's missing in my life, it's very easy to fall into atzvus amar shchayra, b'chinas kol hayom daver, which is exactly what the other side wants. That's exactly what Amalek wants, what Haman wants, and when a person is in that place, v'ata oyef v'yageya, he has no strength to be mekayim mitzvahs. He has no strength to daven. He loses his cheshik to daven. Therefore, the shleimus of tefillah, which is the whole inyan of tehillim, is the ik of the yesoid, is shavach v'haydoy, suras toivis, simcha. David HaMelech, like I mentioned in the Erev Shabbos, about the Chabur, David HaMelech, the Bat Chana de Malka, the court jester. The Zohar calls him the court jester. It's such an unbelievable term. The Bat Chana de Malka. David HaMelech says Bat Chanas. Says Bat Chanas, David HaMelech. It's hard for us to imagine. You know what it means, a Badchan, right? You've ever seen a Badchan? It's I don't know if it's right to call it a dying art, but it's certainly an art. It's alive in certain places, but not the way that it used to be. And Naftali Rapshit, you want to hear a story? Naftali Rapshit, I'm not waiting for the answer already this time. So Naftali Rapshit, he wasn't a professional Badchan. He wasn't a professional Badchan, but there was a chasna that was taking place. He was in Kozhnitz, and there was a chasna taking place. And Naftali Rapshit, Reb Naftali Rapshitzer was in the Beis HaMedrash, and there was a chasna that was going on outside somewhere. And he heard that the Kala was crying. He heard that the Kala was crying. Nobody else heard that the Kala was crying. Only he heard that the Kala was crying, because the Kala was smiling from ear to ear, and she was sitting there beautiful in her gown. But Naftali Rapshitzer heard that she was crying. And Naftali Rapshitzer left the Beis HaMedrash, he closed the Gemara, and he went to this chasna, and he went over to the Kala, and he said, she didn't know who he was, and he said to her, "What is it that you're crying about?" And she said, "Well, who says I'm crying?" He said, "You know that you're crying. It's your chasna. What are you crying about?" So she says, "I'm crying because we're very poor and we can't afford a badchan. We can't afford a badchan. You know, to send me to make simcha, to make leibedik." So Rav Naftali Rapshitzer said, "That's what I do." You know, he was a genius. He was a big pikeach. He was the pikeach of all the rabbis. He was the biggest pikeach. And with his ruach hakodesh, he jumped on the table, and he started to say badchanis with rhymes, and he started to say everybody's names, all the relatives. He was just visiting there in Kozhnitz. He started to say all the different names and things about, like badchanim do, with the people and the families, and all kinds of jokes, and the place was mamish, going crazy, and the kala was so happy inside and out, not just outside, but inside, the kala was so happy. All of a sudden, there's a hush that falls over the entire chasna. Everybody stops, and Naftali Rapshitzer turns around. The Kuzhin Samagid walks in, like in his robe and his pajamas. The Kuzhin Samagid walks in. And he looks, and he says, "It's a chasna." And everybody's just standing there. And he said, the Kuzhin Samagid said, "You know, I was trying to say Tikkun Chatzos." He was on the other end of town somewhere. I was trying to say Tikkun Chatzos to cry over the Churban, to cry over the Beis HaMikdash. But in this place, there's no Churban. There's no destruction. In this place, the Beis HaMikdash has already been built. And the Kuzhin Samagid joined in together with the two, him and Rav Naftali Rapshitzer. He jumped on the table, and he said Barchanas together. The two of them were saying Barchanas to him, Samantha Chasna and Kaham. I think that's what's going to be, Mr. Hashem, soon, that we're going to be zeich to see the Sadiqim, we're going to come back, and they're going to be, we're very sad. Even though we're going to be smiling when Mashiach comes, we're going to be clapping, it'll be a big chasna, but we'll still be very tzibrochen from Golis, and then all the Sadiqim, we're going to come together, can you imagine? And Naftali Rapshitzer is going to jump on the table, and he's going to say Barchanas, and all the Sadiqim are going to say Barchanas. So the Rebbe of all the Barchanim is David HaMelech. He's the Rebbe of all the Barchanim. He's the one that's Mesamech Klal Yisrael. So he doesn't want that when we say Tehillim that we should Chalila be depressed. He wants that we should we should, of course, we should cry out that we need help. We need help. He also does. But you have to remember that David HaMelech, you have to try to think that David HaMelech, that he was mechazik himself, and he was mesameach himself, and we should concentrate on those psukim very, very strongly, not just on the psukim of the psukim that are filled with merivas, or that are filled with tzebrachimkeit and chesroinis. Zebuchinus birchas shehechiyanu ois ches, and that's the roche of shehechiyanu. Shetiknu chazal hakdoshim lekoina kelim chadoshim. So chazal misak in such a roche shehechiyanu. So okay, we know shehechiyanu comes a yontif. You say shehechiyanu, but also when a person buys kelim chadoshim, when a person buys something that's chashuv, whatever the halach is, we're not going into now. When he buys kelim chadoshim, afshehu dover gashmi, a person might think that to make such a chashuv a bracha of shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'higiyonu l'zman hazeh, because you got a suit, you got some new clothing. So a person might think that it's a little bit, it looks like it's a little bit inconsistent with Yiddishkeit. Those people who have the impression that the Rebbeinu Shalom is against Gashmius, or learned somewhere where they were telling him that Gashmius is bid. But certainly, that's not true, but certainly that an average person, it's very, very easy to get lost in Gashmius. And here, Chazal came along and we're misakin that we should make a bracha. The same bracha you make, imagine, when you accept Rosh Hashanah, when you accept Yom Kippur, when you accept a Pesach, a Sukkot, Shachayonu v'kiyamanu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. You say that same bracha when you get yourself a new outfit. You say Shachayonu v'kiyamanu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. The way you makabel Yom Kippur with Shachayonu. That's how you're a makabel. That's how you makabel the simcha of something new. In Gashmias. Something new in Gashmias. Avshudova Gashmi. Yenem Mekayim Bekach. Is it Dvar Mitzvah? What's the Dvar Mitzvah? Doesn't have to be Davka, a Shabbos outfit. There's no din that you can only make a Shachiyano on a Shabbos outfit. Val Pimasha Koyser V'Rabbeinu HaBen Yishchai. The Kol Mada Hashem is Baruch Mechai Ha'odam. Afilu B'Dvar Gashmi. Ben Yishchai writes that when Hashem Yisbaruch is mechaya a person, this is now you're hearing the authentic Jewish way of understanding pleasure, because you might have heard other things. The Ben Yishchai says the Kol Mada Hashem Yisbaruch mechaya ha'odam. That whenever Hashem is Baruch is Mechaya a person, the only Jew says, it's a Mechaya. It's like when you go into a Schwitz. Ah, it's a Mechaya. Do I have to translate where the Schwitz is? I don't know. You know where the Schwitz is? Steam room. Okay, steam, if you like steam, sauna, whatever you like. When you go into a Schwitz, oh, is this a Mechaya? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's kind of Mechila, Mechila, Yitzhak Mechila. Okay. When a person, a Mechai, oh, yes, that's a Mechai. Could be the smallest little thing, oh, yes, that's a Mechai. Oh, we came in Friday night from shul, came into the house, oh, yes, that's a Mechai. It's a Mechai. Right? One of the guys told me this morning, he was like smiling, I came in to give this Fasemis shiur this morning. So he was like in such a great mood. He's always in a good mood, he's always a happy person. So he said to me, oh, it was the mikveh machayit, such a machayit. He was in the mikveh was hot. So sometimes people complain, it's too hot, it's not, but today everybody was happy, it's interesting. Oh, is this a machayit, the mikveh is a machayit today. Mikveh is a machayit. Ben Yishchai says, "The kol ma'ash Hashem is baruch mechayi adam. afilu b'dava gashmi, that any time that Hashem is mechaya a person, even with a dava gashmi, with something physical, as long as it's mutter. Of course, we're talking about everything that's mutter. That's permissible. The kol ma'ad Hashem is mechaya adam afilu b'dava gashmi, tachlis adavar hu, the tachlis of that mechaya, is she'odam yitol zois ha'simcha, even if it's a kleinekai, that the person should take that simcha, v'yoshev v'yala oisal Hashem Yisbarach, that he should lift it up. Ta'kadosh Baruch Hu b'shevach v'hoidoy lefanav. Oh, he's dasa mechaya, but then you shouldn't finish with that. Oh, he's dasa mechaya, this is shosha mechaya. Then, and this is how I heard always from my parents, you don't say just this is mechaya. Thank you, Rabbi Shalom. Thank you for being mechaya me. Oh, yes, that's a mechaya. Oh, yes, that's good. So you enjoyed, you had a piece of fish with chrein, it was good. You ate something, you enjoyed. Oh, yes, that's a mechaya. Ben Ish Chai says that every time that the Rabbi Shalom was mechaya person, he's giving you an opportunity. He sees that you're a little bit sad, you know? He sees that you're a little bit out of things. She gives you a mechaya. But the mechaya is that you should stop and say, Chai, Chai. Chai, Chai, Yedu Chasel. Chai, Chai, the one who gave me this mechaya. The one who gives me life. The one who's mechaya me with this little chiz. And to lift it up to a higher place. Tachlis adavu sheha adam yitol zayis ha-simcha v'yoshe v'yala ha-yisrael ha-shem ezbach v'shevach v'haydoye lefana. Therefore, the Baruch Shalom was mezakeh person, the kelim chadashim, with a new suit, with a new outfit. Tzarech leida the tachlis adavim, the whole tachlis of you having this. He said, Tzarech litein shavach v'haydoye lefonav akol hatoiv shagomal oisai. Is to bring you to that place. It's a besurah taiva to bring you to say Tehillim. It's to bring a person to say Tehillim. It's for the purpose of the whole hishtalshlus of this taiva in your life. That he was mezaki ubekelim chadashim. Is the tachlis adavu shetzarich litein shevach v'hedar lefanav al kol hatoiv shagom al oisai. It's really also the vart of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh of Ata Kadosh Yosef Tihilois Yisrael. It's the vart of the Baal Shem Tov. There's a story behind the two, but I'm not going to the story right now. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, Ata Kadosh Yosef Tihilois Yisrael, that the Baruch Shalom Kivyochel, his Nachas, his Kedusha, what does the Baruch Shalom have if we're all depressed and we're not praising him, we're not saying Tehillim? We're not thanking him, we're not praising him. Vata Kodesh Yoishev Tehilas Yisrael. The Kedusha of Hashem in this world comes from Jews who are praising him. So Hashem Yisbarach sends a mechaya to a person. The person could be so marishchardik, he could be so depressed, he doesn't even see the taif. He doesn't even notice the taif. He doesn't hear the b'sarat taif. The whole tachlis of that is that tzarech liten shevach v'haydoy lefanav al kol hatoiv shagom al oisai. That to start to think about all of the toiv that I have in my life, not just this mechaya. V'lav davkal oisai hakli chodesh. It's not just about this new suit. El is tzarech lahoydes al kolius hatoba shel Hashem Yisbarach v'aroy v'rachma v'chasodav. A klolius atoy, very vachma v'chasodav. Erla al yedei she tiknu chazal zayis habrocha. Chazal gave we're misakin habrocha because when a person gets something new, something nice, something new, the heart opens a little bit, and they're able to notice that there's a toiv in their lives, and they're able to see this as a mechaya. That's the whole inyan of the birchas hananin that we have. The birchas hananin, the birchas haydah, shavach v'haydah. The Baruch Shalom wants us to take note to see. And then the person is able to remember, Kol Chesed Hashem Bekivosai. Kol Chesed Hashem. And when you feel Kol Chesed Hashem, the Kirvoso, then there's a closeness. And there's a relationship. And you don't feel that it's a one-way relationship. You feel that it's a relationship. Makein Tzarech Levarach Bechas Shehechion. You are Mechayimi. I want to thank you for being Mechayim. And to start thinking, not just about this, but to start thinking about other things in your life. How Hashem is Mechayas. V'zegorl tes, v'zegorl ma'ilas eschaz gizlias ach sameach tomid. And that's what Rabbi Nachman speaks about in Tinyan and Chavdalad, so living in the yeshiva now, in Chav Gimel and Chavdalad. Vav tzadikim hagdoilim b'maylo hayotzirchim chizik b'nina simcha. Everybody needs chizik and simcha. Even the biggest tzadikim, look there, those tires. Even the biggest tzadikim can fall into sadness, especially because these big tzadikim are besieged by Jews who have tzaras. Everybody comes after them, but they're tzaras. The bigger the tzadik, the more overwhelmed he is by the tzaras. What Jews have. So tzaddikim also need tremendous chizik binyan simcha. Chmayishi yadua hadav shahiyu tzaddikim shahiyu miyachadim lehem bat chanim shiyasamcha v'yasamachalais. There were tzaddikim that had an itiyah to marishchayra, to depression. There were tzaddikim that had such an itiyah. That was the tefah that they had. And they had full-time Bat Chana, not just a Chasna. They had Bat Chana. The most famous he brings, of course, is by the Rebbe Baruch Meshbetzer. Well, there was the famous Bat Chana of Herschel Astropolia. There was a Bat Chana. There were others. There were Bat Chana, the vision they had. There was a Yid of Yitzhak Rakover. He was a big tzaddikim, the Bat Chana. They were great people. Not everybody could say Bat Chana, especially for a tzaddik. They bring the tzaddik. There's a mice about the Be'er Ma'am Chaim Skusim Reino. The Be'er Ma'am Chaim was, you know, by him, what was the biggest thing about the Be'er Ma'am Chaim? Shabbos. Everything by him was with Shabbos. The whole week, Shabbos, everything's Shabbos. He once gave a Jew a bracha to have a little bit of his Shabbos. Remember that Jew mamish went out of his kelim. His wife begged him to take it away from him. He was going crazy. Everything happened in the week. He said, look, Shabbos. He was going. By the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, everything was Shabbos. He was a big Yirei Shamayim, a big tzaddik. It's not everybody knows that. So there was a Shever Brachas. It was by a Chasna. It was a Chasna. And it was by the mitzvah tans. You know, by mitzvah tans, every mitzvah tans, when they finish the dance, what do they say? Shabbos. That's a very beginning. So, even though the wedding is during the week, but they, by the mitzvah tans, when they start to say Shabbos, the Be'er Ma'am Chaim's head goes back, you know, into he's in such a place of Dveikus. Shabbos, by the mitzvah tans. So there was a Yid over there, there was the Barchan, a very talented Barchan, and he was saying Barchanis and by the mitzvah tans, and the Be'er Ma'am Chaim was enjoying it very much. And the Olam was very happy, they saw that the Tzaddik was happy, and the Olam was very, very happy. And the Barchan went over to the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, and he asked him a shus. Do I have a shus in the Rebbe to make bat chanas from the Rebbe also? To imitate the Rebbe. And the Be'er Ma'am Chaim is a team player. So Be'er Ma'am Chaim said, Vada. Of course. Simcha. Now, you know, when the Be'er Ma'am Chaim would make Kiddush, Shabbos, they would have to fill the Becher many, many times. Because he would stand there, first of all, they said that his Kiddush took an hour and a half, 2 hours, the Kiddush. The Kiddush. it's not good for a company to take such a kiddush. Be'emam Chaim, they'd have to fill the kais many times. He would start, and they also used to stand very far away, everybody. It was all over the place. They said the walls, people are running, and they come, the Gabbai would come again. It was all over, shaking the kais, and the wine going everywhere. So this Barchan was mamish, he got it. It was perfect. So he's standing there, he's doing Barchanis, he's standing on the table. You know, he starts like the Be'emam Chaim, he's got the voice, he's got everything down pat. And he's got the kais, and he's spritzing, everybody's laughing. The Be'emam Chaim pounds on the table, and he screams out, Shabbos! Like, you're making fun of Shabbos! Shabbos! And it was, whoa. And the whole thing, everything stopped. And they're benched, you know, it's finished. And this Barchan, you remember what happened? You know the story? The Barchan got very, very sick. He went home, and he was very, very sick. Mamish, very, very sick. And the family's there, and they knew. They felt it was a kepeda from the Be'emam Chaim, and he was very, very sick. So they sent somebody to go ask the Be'emam Chaim to be moichel. The Be'emam Chaim said, I don't have any hakpadas. And they went back, and already it was already the Chevra Kedisha was there. Akadekach. The Chevra Kedisha was there. That's how bad he was. And at this point, they just didn't know what to do. He was going to die. So the guy's wife went to the Be'emam Chaim. And she said, my husband has been a badchan his whole life. And what he does to be Mesamech, the Rebbe, and other Jews. And why should he suffer and die because of what he... And he asked permission, so why should he die? So the Be'emam Chaim said, I don't have... It's not my kepeda. Shabbos has a kepeda. That's what he said. I have no problem, but Shabbos is my kepeda. So she said, what does that mean? Shabbos has a kepeda. It was L'shem Shemayim. He was trying to make you happy. And he was trying to... It was for Eilu. So... The Be'emam Chaim said, listen, if it's true that his whole inyan in this world is completely to be mesameach other yidden, and there wasn't anything that was chalila to make fun of Shabbos, it was purely for the sake of opening hearts of Jews and bringing them to a place of simcha, and not in any way the slightest, tiniest little inyan of making fun of Shabbos, so then even now, on his deathbed, he'll be able to say Barchanis. That's what he said. If he really cares about Jews like that, and he's really a Barchan, he'll say Barchanis no less. So she just left there, and she went back. And at that time, everybody was crying. Everybody in the room was crying, and the wife walked in. They're all crying. And it was a big oilam. Everybody was pressed together in this tiny little room. All the family and friends, everybody's crying. And his eyes are closed. He's totally unconscious. And everybody's pushing and shoving. And all of a sudden, the Badchan opens his eyes, and he says like this, he says, will the Olam please make a little bit of room for the Malach HaMavis? A little bit Derech Eretz. As he said, please, there's no room here for Malach HaMavis. A little Derech Eretz. And the Olam started to laugh. Everybody started to laugh. And then he was... He had a Yeshua. That's a good Badchan. No? That's Barchanis. That's what it means of Barchan. Mastinir Dora Melech. Mastinir Dora Melech. Mamish Gam Ki Eilich Begeit Salmavis. Dora Melech. It says Barchanis. Ki Ate Imodi. That's what it means to be a Barchan of Malach. It's not a job for anybody. But the Ischazkis that the Tzadikim needed also, especially by Baruch Medrus of Ahoyt, the Gemara says that in the days of the Avelis, during that period of mourning over the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, 300, there are other guesses that's 3,000. 300 halachas were forgotten in the period after Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Ad shebnei Yisrael rotzu lahargis Yeshua. Because Yeshua couldn't reconstruct it. He couldn't get it back. The lost halachas. It's a chunk of Torah. Ad shechzirim asnil ben knaz bil pupul. Till that amazing Jew, asnil ben knaz. Shaifa later on, asnil ben knaz. Until Asnil ben Knaz was able to bring it back through his pilpul in Torah, the lost halachas. Umavaram asvar makdoshim shenishtachu halachas machmishenof luli de atzvus ruach vistalkus hamoichim. And Ibn Osn and others explain that the reason that the halachas were forgotten was because of atzvus. Because when a person is sad, when a person is depressed, he's not able to think straight. So when Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was such an atzvus. There was such a sadness that there was a histalkus hamoichin, that we were not able to think straight. Vaf eitzel atzadikim hagdolim hayetzahar oimed kenegdim menas lahapilim ba'atzvus amarashchar. And even by big tzadikim, there's an inyan like this, that the yetzahar comes and tries to knock them down. Ba'atzvus of amarashchar. With sadness. Because, as I said before, because the tzaddikim feel such an achrayus for other Jews, and for all of Am Yisrael, and for the Shechina. So, this is a tender, delicate point in the life of a tzaddik that he could easily fall into sadness. There were tzaddikim that were like that. K'mei Shemevi Rabbeinu Arizal, Dav David HaMelech HaYamoli Ba'atzus, because we think that David HaMelech's natural mood was to always be happy. It's not true. It wasn't his natural mood. He davened and he asked Hashem to be mesamech. So it turns out that he was the Baruch Shalom's badchen and the Baruch Shalom was his badchen. There are very deep secrets in this inyan. Because you know that David HaMelech's yichus and where his neshama came from and how it came into this world, everybody knows it came into this world in a very, very hard way, through all kinds of gates almovers, through the klipas of Edom and Moav. Edom and Moav are the embodiment of sadness. The neshama of David HaMelech comes from the place of sadness, from a place of terrible, terrible despair. And this is shaykh to every Jew, goes through this. Demai imanoshim gedolim kemoisom, hayitzichim levakish lenin hasimcha. Madach, we see great people like David HaMelech that they had to ask and beg Hashem to help them that they should feel simcha. Then kol shekein anachnu chayovim lespalel lifnei Hashem isborach. Then we, how much more so we have to constantly push ourselves to try very, very hard to daven in that way, to say tilim in that way of haydoya and shevach and simcha, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mesameach us, and that we should be able to hear b'seres tovus. Remember, hearing b'seres tovus means, does not only mean in the future, it means to hear b'seres tovus in the past, from things of the past also. Could be a person looks at his child and is trapped, even as an adult, because of a parent who didn't treat him according to his opinion. The parent didn't treat him in the right way. He has to daven and ask Hashem that he should hear a besura taiva about his childhood, even though that was 40 years ago. To try to be melamaschus on his father and his mother, whatever happened, why it was, and to try to find a limud schus and to be mesameach himself. To hear a besura taiva from that goes back 30, 40 years. This is the only way to come to Simcha Amitis Belokov. True Simcha Hashem. Vim Hashem is Baruch Mazakeh Sa'odim Yipam L'Pam B'Besuras Tovus. Azam Yad, and certainly, if from time to time, we see things in a very obvious way, That's a besurah toiv. Even a small thing like we learned by the Shachiyano. As a miyad tzarech lahalas habesurahs toivas halalu elu yisborach, then right away you have to lift it up to Hashem, either through your own words, but we have Tehillim. Ayde amiras Tehillim. You take out the Tehillim and you start right away to say some kippelich Tehillim, and something good happens. And there's a besurah toiv. Even a small thing that's mechayu. To say a kippelich Tehillim. Ayde amiras Tehillim. And that's the shleimus of Amiras HaTehillim. Does Omer HaTehillim mitoy chaydor la'Hashem Yisbarach? Because then the Tehillim are said mitoy chaydor la'Hashem Yisbarach with a feeling of gratitude, of simcha. That is the way that we drive Esav and Yishmael out. There's no kilayim, there's no shatnas, there's no chalila joining together, combination of tzaras, because we break up the tzaras. Like we learned about what Nosson said about the second Beis HaMikdash was to do that, to break up the tzaras. Da'oz oima ha'tehillim mitoich haydor la'Hashem Yisbarach. Then you're able to say Tehillim Mitoich HaHidor LaHashem Yisbarach. Zui Tachlis HaShashuim Da'ilam Haba. As we learn, Reb Nosson said this is the highest pleasure and delight, that this is the highest thing that this brings in Shemayim. The biggest simcha this brings in Shemayim when a Jew is able to do that. Because this is the biggest yichud of Ba'Hashem Al-Haldav, Ba'alukim, Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everything in my life, the person is able to see that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's able to hear the Besurah Toiv and everything. He's able to thank Hashem Yisbarach. And he's able to turn to Hashem for help when he needs help. That's the biggest Shashum in Olam Haba. Lahoydus, Lahal, Lefanav Yisbarach, Bebchinas Kol, HaKabonis, Betein, Lechutz, Mikarben Toida. Like Chazal say, that L'Asa Lovan, Mashiach comes, all the other Karbonis are going to be, are not going to be, or they're going to be secondary. The Ikka is going to be the Karben Toida, like we learned. The Karben of giving thanks. That's what we learned by Reb Nosson. Is why when we makabel Shabbos, we makabel Hori L'Hashem Kitoy, Yoy Megula Hashem, the whole capital of Tilden that we say, that the Baal Shem Tov was Masakin, that we say that. The Baal Shem Tov was Masakin, that we should say, Hori L'Hashem Kitoy, in order to be makabel Shabbos, we have to first break that, to break that hold, that grip that the 6 days of the week have over a person, that the person is not besimcha. Because of the 6 days of the week, he took a beating. So the Indian of Hoidla Hashem Kitoiv, to say the capital Baal Shem Tov was Masakin that. To say that capital Tilim, which is all about the Avoida of Betzahir Chavtilim. Yoim Megule Hashem, Ashagola Miyad Tsar. Ashagola Miyad Tsar. Yoride Hayom Ba'oinius. What each of those mean? It's not only if you're on an actual boat. An Avoida means what a boat is. That's what it means to cross over a desert. Doesn't just mean to physically cross over deserts. A person has in his life deserts. There are times that are dry and empty. You cross over a desert, you made it to the other side, and you're still a Jew. A person is sick and was healed. Doesn't only mean, of course, when you have to bench gong, it has to be according to Allah, but to be sick and to be healed doesn't only mean physically sick. It means because in the end, because at the end, all that's going to be is Toida Vaidor. When Mashiach comes, it's going to only be that. That's all. To give thanks, to know Him more and more. In other words, the relationship to get deeper and deeper between us and Hashem is Baruch. Then the knowledge of Hashem, our knowing Hashem, will be mamish like the oceans that cover the seas, that cover the ocean floor. You have the next page. And that's the greatness of the union of Tikkun Chatzos. The whole Tikkun Chatzos is built from Mizmarot. And what's the name of Tikkun Chatzos? Rabbi Nosson writes a lot about this. Goes from the Torah of Rabbi Nachman. The meaning of Tikkun Chatzos is to break the darkness. In other words, it's in the middle of the night. It's Chatzos. La Chatzos as a Choshech means to cut the darkness, to stop the flow. There's a momentum of night. And Tikkun Chatzos is to stop that momentum of night, to stop it, to break it. Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leah, to stop the momentum of the night. And it's all Mizmorei Tehillim. Shem b'chinas shleimus ha-Torah v'ha-Tfilah kanal, which is the shleimus of Torah and Tfilah. B'chinas pi shnayim kanal, which is the inyan of pi shnayim that we learned, that it has both of these, Torah and Tfilah. Shaydei amiris tikkun chatzos, by saying tikkun chatzos, mechishim ha-Geula, we're able to bring the Geula faster. We're able to put things to, you know, like to have the overnight, right? To overnight the Geula instead of taking the regular, to rush it. Because the whole meaning of the Geula, what we're waiting for is that opportunity to be able to see in the clearest way how really everything is only Shavach Vaidah. Everything is good. So to the extent that we're able to break the flow of night, Tikkun Chatzos is a very big avoid and Tehillim to stop that darkness. To the extent that we're able to do that, we're able to bring bring the Geula closer and closer. Because the whole inyan of the Geula is this avoid of giving thanks. Shaz noidel ishmoi, hagor la kol rachma v'chsodav shehigdol imonu, hu yagdol imonu v'yigolenu b'mehem yomenu amen. We'll learn a little bit more. I'm not going to be here next Matzah Shabbos, so we'll continue. Oh, then it'll be the Malava Malka. So it'll be a couple of weeks from now, Mitzvah Shem. We'll finish this Torah and learn a little bit more about this sugya, about Tehillim, and then Mitzvah Shem. By that time, already we'll be in Yerushalayim.